When it comes to Czech cars, most people undoubtedly think of Škoda. However, Czechoslovakia's car production has long been associated with another automobile brand, Tatra. The company's futuristic-looking aerodynamic passenger cars first appeared on the roads in the 1930s and have since become one of the icons of Czechoslovak design. Czech-made. The history of Tatra dates back to the year 1850, when Ignác Šustala established a company producing horse-drawn vehicles in the Moravian town of Kopřivnice, previously known as Nesseldorfer. When Ignác Šustala died in 1891, technical director Hugo Fischer von Resselstamm took over the company and, together with engineers Hans Ledvinka and Edmund Rampler, created the first automobile in Austria-Hungary, the legendary President. The first drivable, factory-made petrol-engine automobile produced in this part of Europe rolled out of the factory in 1897, but it still looked more like a carriage without horses rather than a car in the modern sense of the word. In the years to follow, Hans Ledvinka went on to design the company's most legendary models, including the T-77 and T-87, and introduced some revolutionary technical ideas, such as the rigid backbone tube, independent suspension, air-cooled engines, and streamlined bodywork. Ivan Margolius is one of the authors of the book Tatra, The Legacy of Hans Ledvinka, which was published in the 1990s.
He was a man who was born in Vienna, but his parents or his father came from Moravia, from Brtnice. So in fact, he's already got a sort of Moravian connections through his father. So he wasn't an Austrian as such, but he started working in Nesseldorf, which was Kopřivnice in those days, in 1897, in September, as a young man, and more or less stayed there with the company the whole of his career. So he's got an enormously long career with the company as a technical director and as a designer.
The first car completely designed by Hans Ledvinka came out in the year 1900. It was the Type A with rear-mounted engine and top speed of 40 kilometers per hour, which was followed by the Type B with central engine in 1902. Ledvinka subsequently left the company for a couple of years to focus on the development of the steam engine, but he returned in 1905 and designed a completely new car, the Type S, with a four-cylinder engine. Ledvinka's most legendary designs came in the 1920s and 30s, after the company adopted the name Tatra for its car range, inspired by the nearby Tatra Mountains. Ivan Margolius again.
In 1921, he designed the small Tatra 11, which was a revolutionary design because it had the central tubular chassis with independent swing axles at the front, at the rear, with an air-cooled engine at the front in those days, which proved an enormously popular car and very reliable and very robust for the Central European conditions because the roads were not very good conditions in those days, and this car just managed to go everywhere. That was one of the big milestones for the company, because since then, from 1921, the basic design of Tatra cars is based on that same sort of principle.
In 1933, Tatra introduced the V570 model, a small aerodynamic car with an air-cooled rear-mounted engine intended as a cheap people's car. A year later, its ultra-modern design was used to develop the T-77, considered by many to be the first serial-produced, truly aerodynamically designed automobile. Ivan Margolius explained to Radio Prague how Tatra came up with the futuristic bodywork.
In the early 1920s, it was probably too early for the public to accept these very innovative designs, these blobby cars. which was such a contrast to the previous boxy car designs. But it made an enormous sense because the cars could drive faster with the streamlining and save fuel and be safer on the roads. So it made sense to start changing the car design using the streamline principles. And Tatra, apart from other innovative companies like Maybach in Germany, who produced the Maybach Son vehicle in 1932, pointed the way, and Tatra decided to carry on in the same principle. And the story goes it was Erich Ubelacker, who was the designer employed at the time by Tatra, who started to work on these streamlined design and persuaded Hans Ledwinka to produce cars in that same with the same principles.
The design of both the V570 and the Tatra 77 greatly inspired Ferdinand Porsche, who went on to produce the Volkswagen Beetle, which bore a striking resemblance to the Tatras. Tatra launched a lawsuit against Volkswagen, but it was stalled in 1938 when Germany invaded Czechoslovakia. At the same time, Tatra was forced to stop producing the T-97. The matter was reopened after the Second World War, and in 1965, Volkswagen paid Tatra 1 million German marks in an out-of-court settlement. Ivan Margolius explains the story behind it.
The contribution of Tatra to the whole story, from my point of view, is that other people started to build on the success of the Tatra 11, which was the simple chassis, the air-cooled engine, which was cheap to produce, and the simple construction. And obviously, in those days, Porsche and Ledwinka used to meet. So they talked together, and the story goes that Ledwinka says, sometimes I looked over Porsche's shoulder, and sometimes Porsche looked over my shoulder. So they basically sort of used their ideas and borrowed from each other. And in those days, the patents were rather sort of loose and they didn't worry too much about it. And it was a sort of collaboration in that sort of way.
Between the wars, Tatra became one of the largest companies in Czechoslovakia, and its product range was very diverse in order to attract a wide customer base. Apart from its legendary passenger cars, Tatra designed other products, mainly trucks, but also other vehicles such as trolley buses and for a while even planes, but also fridges or agricultural machines. One of Tatra's legendary products was the sleek aerodynamic bullet train known as the Slovak Arrow, which started operating between Prague and Bratislava in 1936. The iconic high-speed train was recently restored to its former glory and is currently on display in the Tatra Museum in Koptivnice. During the Second World War, Tatra was instrumental in the production of trucks and tank engines for the German war effort. In 1945, 3 years before the Communist Party came to power, the factory was nationalized. Although production of pre-war models continued, the company produced another new model, the legendary T-600, known as the Tatra Plan, with the name celebrating the new communist planned economy.
The story goes that one of the quite famous designers in those days, called František Kardaus, who did quite a lot of drawings for Tatra, was involved in the Tatra Plan design. And initially, he suggested the car to be called Autoplan. The idea was that it is to do with the two-year economic plan. And then from 1949, I think it changed to 5-year. Economic plan. But the other connection is to do with planes, aeroplan, like because there was this connection of streamlining, and there are leaflets showing Tatra Plan with an aeroplane in it, that there is this connection from the word aeroplan as well.
After the communist takeover, Tatra's production was significantly reduced and the passenger cars were really only available to the Communist Party elite. They were also being exported to most other communist nations as official state cars. Notably, Cuban President Fidel Castro had a white Tatra 603, custom-fitted with air conditioning. Ivan Margolius again.
Well, in those days, unfortunately, these cars were really only available to the governmental bodies, and they were not really sold privately. There are not that many on the market. So they were used by, for example, by the governmental ministries, or they were used by the police or the SDB, state security personnel. So the domestic market was limited in those days. And the other effort was obviously made for exports, that quite a few of these cars were exported to gain hard currency. So that's why they were not available for general public to buy.
Tatra car production ceased in 1999. Its last passenger car was the exotic Tatra 700, of which only 65 were built. However, the company still produces a range of primarily all-wheel drive trucks. The brand is also known thanks to Czech truck racer Karel Loprais, who won the off-road Dakar rally race 6 times with a Tatra 815.